Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Happy Cooper Flag Day.
What the crap is this?
To all who celebrate. I want to make sure everybody knows he's talking about the TV.
Why is not Jenna our program. And Why are they watching Jenna and Friends? I don't care about this. I want to watch some sports.
Okay. There's sports over there.
Guys.
You got to go change the TV.
I got to go change the TV, Alec.
All right.
I'll be back. You're Mr. More Famous or anyway.
All right.
Let's go.
So that's, oh man, why is Jenna and Friends on? Corey Majors, the famous Alec Medford. You've got me, Kevin Hagland, and from the 214, you can't evict me from my parking spot, Kevin. If I want to warm my car, okay, I agree with that, but not today. It's like, what, 70 degrees outside? I don't think you need to warm up your car. But if I want to warm my car, check my phone, it's my spot. A great man once said, deal with it. And you know what? You're right, because I did. I didn't like it, but I dealt with it. And I did just text Jake to tell him that I talked S about him in the crosstalk. Now,
on your face,
Corey Majors.
Dude, Kevin, I appreciate you, man.
Are you... Do you still need some more time? He still needs some more time.
I'm fine. I just don't understand why. Like, I have no clue why they were. I guess it was on last night.
Yeah.
And they just turned the TVs on and didn't pay any attention to it. What does the morning show do?
Peyton, they're focused on their
Peyton,
show.
You're going to have to come in here every morning and you're going to have to set all these TVs onto sports stations instead of letting them watch some random Jenna and Friends. All right, Peyton? Thank you, sir. He's a good, that's a team player right there. That's why I've always liked Peyton.
Unlike me. Now, the Mavericks season begins today. Let's preview it. Let's get your predictions at 12:00. We've got Mike Curtis coming up, who wrote an excellent story about the evolution of Cooper Flagg. It's got all kinds of unbelievable quotes and anecdotes. And do we need to tell him that I hated his ranking of Dwight Powell in
Kevin,
the all-time Mavericks?
You said Dwight Powell. He said Dwight Powell was a top five Maverick or something like that.
It was like 29.
And you disagreed. And I understand your disagreement there. I think that today you've already established this is the show of honesty.
True.
Because you just texted Jake and told him how upset you were with him.
And I've never quite understood talking behind someone's back. It's only fun if they can hear you.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Get involved in the conversation. Like, I can definitely be a D-hole, but I will tell you to your face, I won't go behind your back.
And that's the thing. What does Schottenheimer always say? Solutions. Let's come up with solutions. And that's a way to solve a problem.
All right, and I'll tell you an obvious solution for me. Get to work earlier. I tried today, but the last 2 days it's taken 1 hour and 5 minutes to get here.
Same.
Which is significantly longer than it usually takes. Alec, I'm sorry, I know that's how long, or maybe even longer, it takes you. to get to work. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's not necessarily the time it takes you to get to work. It's when your flow is thrown off by 10 to 20 minutes. Like, usually...
Your even flow.
Yes, that's right. Usually it takes between 42 and 47 minutes to get here. And so in my brain, that's what I think. So when it's like back-to-back hour and five, pa-pow! It just throws you off your game and what you're thinking.
Couple things here. One, this morning I looked at how long it would take me to get to the new building, and it said 22 minutes. Oh, and then I looked at how long it would take me to get here, and it said 52 minutes. Mm. And I was like, so that's why I'm like, I cannot wait. So, Alec, that being said, you can move into my pool house.
Ooh.
Rent free.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Oh. Might have to take you up on that.
Yeah, we can commute together. Oh. You do have to park down the street, though.
Oh.
Just like the new building. I'm just kidding. I haven't even been to the new building. I have no idea. All right. Now the question comes up. The Mavericks will go 82-0. That makes sense.
That's not possible.
Because they have...
Nobody's going to do that.
They have the promised one.
What are you even doing right now? Oh, so this is where you'll change your mind and your tune for this.
As somebody from the Jesus podcast told me, Luca was John the Baptist, so now Cooper Flagg is here. Shout out to Wes for making that analogy. No, the Mavericks, I'm not kidding. The Mavericks will not go 82-0. But I would love it if they could go 1-0 and Cooper Flagg looked awesome. I'm super pumped for Cooper Flagg. I'm excited about this season. I thought about this a lot, like in the last 22 hours. Corey asked Jason Kidd if length equals strength, how...
Are they the strongest team in the NBA?
Yeah, and he's like, well, I sure hope so. But, like, he's right. If you look at Anthony Davis, hell, I know it's not necessarily tall, but you're talking about length, PJ Washington, Cooper Flagg is outsized both in terms of athleticism and size and length for the different positions that he can play, and Gafford and Lively, I understand, and Jason Kidd reiterated this, we need to stay healthy, but it is an exciting core, even with Kyrie hurt. I'm really pumped for this season. I don't know if everyone feels the same way, because I already saw somebody message me this morning, because I was like, happy Cooper Flagg Day, and they said, hey, that's cool, but I'll never be over what happened with Luka. And if that's you, I understand. I don't feel that way. I've moved on. It's a new season. I think Cooper Flagg is going to be awesome. I'm pumped about this team.
This is, Kevin, this is the longest and most athletic team I've ever witnessed in Mavs history.
I could see that.
And I only say that because Dirk was not the greatest athlete. He was long, but athletically, just think about those teams that he was always with, too. He had guys like Walt Williams. You know, like, they just weren't...
A wizard.
They were skilled, much like the Stars. Very skilled, but maybe didn't have that grit that went along with it. However, that championship team, Tyson Chandler, Stevenson, Sean Marion, all those guys were athletic and gritty. That's why they won a championship. But they weren't as long as I think this team is at every single position. Now, and you can probably be like, well, Kai's not long. Kai plays long. He plays bigger than he is. And that's one of the, when he comes back, it's going to be a big deal. Brandon Williams isn't the biggest. Ryan Nemhard isn't the longest skilled players, but those aren't guys that are getting lots and tons of minutes. But this is if you have PJ, let's say PJ does rotate in with or is on the court with Cooper Flagg at the same time. It's two guys that maybe aren't the greatest ball handlers, but can. They can bring the ball up the court. They can establish some things and then do some unique things cutting and athleticism-wise that are going to be an absolute blast. Coop said this morning that they're the biggest mystery in the NBA, too.
I think that
and is... And I love that line.
I think that's probably fair because, like, Cooper Flagg might be the most hyped American basketball prospect since LeBron. All right, I'd be willing to listen to probably maybe two other players. But I think he might be that case. That's great. Maybe he'll eventually be awesome. But don't forget that LeBron was really good his rookie year. That team didn't do...
He had a bunch of chumps around
exactly.
Him.
And that team didn't go anywhere. Is that... And Cooper Flagg has a significantly better group around him. But Cooper Flagg's also the youngest player in the NBA.
Yeah.
Like, who's to say that this is not going to take a season, two seasons. Like, you go back, Dirk, you mentioned Dirk. Dirk is an all-time great. There were lots of times, especially his first year, maybe his first year and a half, that people were like, no.
This isn't going to work out.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think that's a big part of it. But the other part of it, to Coop's point, is you don't have Luka, of course, but you also don't have Kyrie. And so there is questions about who's going to be running the point. We asked Jason Kidd about that a good amount yesterday. Do you think you're going to see more D'Angelo Russell? Is it going to be Brandon Williams? And if that's the case, how in the world is your backcourt going to function defensively if it's D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson? Because let's talk about it, man. If they're the longest team in the league, that might be the worst defensive backcourt.
That is true.
In the league.
They love to shoot.
For a team.
From wherever.
That talked. Yes, for a team that talked about defense wins championships, that's why I think you're going to lean more towards Cooper Flagg playing the point, because then that would free up perhaps PJ Washington to start a lot more. And if you're talking about the defensive prowess of subbing in PJ Washington essentially for D'Angelo Russell, that's a big defensive upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that is going to be part of the reason why Cooper Flagg runs a lot of the point, but we'll see.
And Alec, I think your guy... Derek Lively, I think that's one of the other reasons to be excited. He's one of the top young players in the top 25, under 25, loves Lagos, and also is...
And he goes to the Dallas Card Show all the time.
Yeah. How excited are you for him to be healthy and get this season rocking?
Yeah, to hopefully get a full year of him in year three, and it seems like he's grown and he's learned each season. He's starting to pick up things, and it looks like the game is starting to kind of catch up with him, and it's nice to see the improvements that he's made, but I want to see a full season of it. And we talked about it yesterday with Jason Kidd. We've talked about it really ever since you got Daniel Gafford, is, you know, the length of this team and going back to two traditional bigs. You know, when Gafford is healthy, hopefully we see him soon. Whenever you can run that traditional lineup, that's something that's a unique advantage that you have. You have the veteran presence and the defender that Daniel Gafford is. But Derek Lively has a unique ability to score that we haven't quite unlocked yet, that I'm hoping we're going to see more of this season, whether it's taking 1-3 every couple of games or something, a little bit more post-up game from him. You're going to see improvements, and you're going to see him scoring more, which is going to be really nice.
I'm very interested, because Kevin, and this isn't a shot at Mike. I just want to be very adamant about that. Mike was like, he's not a scorer. He's a rebound block guy.
Right.
And you kept saying, I think there's more there.
Yeah.
And then we started seeing.
Yeah.
Then he was like, hey, guys, watch me shoot this three-pointer from the corner. And we're like, what?
Still not sure if that's what I want.
Yeah, no, building no, no, no.
His game around.
But his ability. Dude,
right.
And I know we're going to miss. Maybe we won't. That mid-court alley-oop that Luka used to throw to him was amazing.
Yeah.
Maybe there's somebody on this team that can develop that kind of chemistry with him too, Cooper Flagg. That's the thing I keep hearing about Cooper Flagg, and what I watched of him, Kevin, was this is a guy who makes the right play. You know how you like,
yes, yes.
He makes the right decisions. He understands this game. He sees it, and he's like, I could do this. That's a little more risky. Let me take the one with the least amount of risk and the best amount of success. And so that's one of the things that I'm excited about, because this team needs something like that to go along at a young age too, to go along with all the other things that they have. Anthony Davis, very unique story for me, because I've loved this player for a long time. You know I have, and I've always coveted him. I didn't want to covet him without Luka, but here we
are.
And I understand the injury history that he's had, and we have no clue how that's going to be. But I'm hoping that we see a very motivated Anthony Davis this season, and we get to see those 40-20 games that we saw in the past.
So I think...
where he just takes over on any given night.
And if we're being fair, the reason to worry is I think Anthony Davis is perpetually motivated. I really do, but like...
unlucky in health?
I we're to the point where I can't say unlucky anymore. That's just the way it is. Just, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, so injury prone.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it is true. And so like in my mind, the most logical starting lineup is Cooper Flagg, Klay Thompson, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively. But then you consider some of the issues that you just brought up, like in terms of Anthony Davis being injury prone. And as much as you hate to say this, you have to look at Derek Lively and say, well, he struggled to stay healthy. And you're starting with Daniel Gafford.
Gafford's had a couple of times.
Exactly. And so if you see that, unfortunately, all three of your bigs to varying degrees have had an issue staying healthy. So how many games are you actually going to play with all three of those healthy? How many games are you going to play? That would suck. How many games are you going to play with at least two of them healthy? I go back to this. Najee Marshall, Caleb Martin, and Max Christie. Those three, man, if you could see an evolution of them into more complete players, I would love to see that, because what I mean, it might not happen this year and Klay Thompson might be disappointed about it, but if you're building a team, the defense is the difference. I would love to see it be Cooper Flagg, Max Christie, PJ Washington, Anthony Davis, and Derek Lively. Now all of a sudden, you're...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music while you wait and wait and... wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Second group is probably Brandon Williams, Klay Thompson, and then maybe you look at kind of the Najee or Caleb. And
that's still a group that can score.
And that
like,
and
that's still like Najee can put the can fill it up.
And that doesn't even factor in the return of Kyrie. Because look, it's gonna be a while. I know he said things are going well and hopefully he can be ahead of schedule, and that's great. And I appreciate that, and I hope all of that is true. But realistically, like January, best case, maybe closer to March, is probably what you're thinking. So this is the team you're gonna be with for a while. And if people aren't excited about the Mavericks, because either A, they don't care about the NBA or the Mavericks, or B, they're still upset about the Luka trade, I totally get that. I have moved on, and I'm here for it now. I'm here for this Dallas Mavericks team.
That's where
and I'm excited about Cooper Flagg. And it is true that he played at Duke, and that's part of my excitement for sure. But I saw somebody text in about Zion. Zion went to Duke as well. This Cooper Flagg hype is on a different level than Zion. I realize that President Obama went to the UNC game, and I get all of that. But remember, when the college season started, Zion was the third-ranked player in that class. right?
I forgot about that.
He was third, and he moved up to one and eventually went one. Cooper Flagg has been number one for like 5 years. He, in his class, he went into a gym with NBA all-stars and all NBA players, and that's all they could talk about. He was on a team with other people. That is the, he's the only player that anybody was talking about. His hype level is at a different, well, level.
This is what's, and last thing here, this is really fascinating. We just did an entire opening night segment, you know, about the Mavericks and didn't even dive into the Wembanyama matchup.
Yeah.
You know, and how, and what we're excited about for that too.
And so just for the record,
we got more show though.
That's why I said hyped American player, because Wemby is at that same ridiculous level. And then just real quick, somebody said you don't want Flag chasing point guards on defense. You tire them out quickly. I absolutely agree with that. You'll be able to switch defensively. I've said many times, I think the optimum spot for Cooper Flag is running the 2, 3, and 4, because I think he can do that both offensively and defensively. But until Kyrie Irving comes back, I don't think that is a real deal viable option.
Yeah.
Because like I said, I am terrified of the prospect of D'Angelo Russell and Klay Thompson as your starting backcourt, because that just doesn't fit the fortune favors the bold vibe. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, we will navigate the NFC East. Is Philly back, and do the Giants actually know what to do after scoring a touchdown? Next on The Fan.
Deep drop for Hurts, trying to find something downfield, and it's Devontae Smith. He's loose. He's got it. He is gone. Touchdown, Eagles, from 79 yards.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're going to go across the NFC East in just 1 second, but wanted to give you an update. Feels like we go through this process every year only for it to end in heartbreak. The 52 modern era players advancing in the voting process for the Hall of Fame includes Eric Williams, and it also includes, of course, Darren Woodson. Now, Darren Woodson,
what do we have to do?
He was a finalist last year. He's been a finalist, I think, twice, maybe three times now. And it feels like it ends the same way. But I wanted to update you, even though this feels like a cruel joke by the Hall of Fame committee to not recognize his greatness and put him in the Hall of Fame.
Do we need to go? Where's the committee? Or do they have like a headquarters?
I think they're just AP voters.
They carve out some sort of thing in a mountain somewhere, and they just all meet there and have their, you know,
we need to
maniacal
ask.
Conversation. And we got to go stand outside with fat heads of Darren Woodson and be like, let him in, let him in.
We could. I think Rick Goslin is probably still a Hall of Fame voter, and I'm sure he argues the crap out of Darren Woodson.
I bet Sharon Williams does too.
Yeah. But they're only two people.
Yeah.
So we need more.
Yeah, I just...
Make it happen.
Not giving up hope.
No,
I never will.
I won't either. It just feels rude at this point to continue to advance him through, knowing they're just going to pull the rug out from under him, and that's some BS, man. Mm-hmm.
Hey, we saw it with Drew Pearson.
That's a good point. And although... That timing ended up being great for a story for my life, because I will never forget him showing up at the building and people fawning over him, as they should.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was coming up here to the studio, uh-huh. And I was in the elevator with him, and he goes, "That's what they do when you get into the Hall of Fame." It made me so happy, because I was like, I bet they liked you either way, but I get your point. All right, let's navigate the NFC East. Always choose your own adventure across the NFC East. You want the Eagles, Cowboys, Giants, or Commanders?
We will start. You know what? Last week we started with the bottom.
Now we're here.
And we got to win.
True.
So we will start with the bottom. Give me the Giants.
All right. Even though I believe they lost. I was going to say they're tied with the Commanders, but then I forgot what happened. I bet they wish they would as well. They waived their kicker. Because
can't make a kick.
Well, that is true.
Lost them a game.
So consider this. You know what? That is true. I also think them chasing a point in the third quarter did them no favors. But consider this. The Giants scored 5 touchdowns on Sunday. They converted after 2 of them.
That's tough.
They missed 2 extra points and chased an extra point by going for the two-point conversion. All three were unsuccessful, and guess what? It led to this. Go ahead and give me cut number 8, please, good sir.
39-yard try for Boney the snap. Crawshaw, the rookie, will hold it. Will Lutz, 39-yard field goal for the win. He got it! Denver's won!
Because...
Dude, Will Lutz has been Sean Payton's kicker for, like, ever.
Because the Giants scored 32 points off of 5 touchdowns. So, just kick your extra points, and you probably don't find yourself in this situation for this miraculous comeback. The reason why I say miraculous is consider this. With 6:38 left in the fourth quarter, facing a 4th-and-3 and down 26-8, the Broncos had a win probability of 0.7%. And then they won the game. That's the 8th most improbable victory since the Next Generation stats in 2016. Or I can present you with this old school stat that shows that it is far more improbable than that. Before Sunday, teams that had an 18-plus point lead with 6 minutes left had won 1,602 consecutive games.
Is that a lot?
Yes, which is why I'm going to say it again. 6 minutes left, an 18-plus point lead. They had won 1,602 games in a row until the Giants rolled up. And
dude, this is one of those times that we weren't on the wrong side of history with this.
That's true.
You know how often we hear so-and-so, the whole league, for the history of the league, had never lost a game like this. Except for the Mavericks.
Yeah.
Or except for the Cowboys.
Yeah, with that Lakers
game. Or except
game.
For the Stars. Yeah. And you're like, why does this always seem to happen to us all the time?
Hey, the good news is the Stars knock out their terrible play earlier this year.
There you go. That's the positives. Well, maybe if they can ever get it back together. Dude.
All right.
I got thoughts.
Do you want the Commanders, Cowboys, or Eagles?
Let's move up the ladder here. I'm going to say the Commanders because they're losers.
The Commanders were, in fact, losers. Part of the reason for that, Ja'Cory Kroski-Merritt, he had a season-low 2.5 yards per carry against the Cowboys. Mm. And in games where he's had 10-plus carries, this was his lowest rushing yardage total so far in his career at 33 yards.
Does that mean to you that the Cowboys were better at stopping the run?
Yes.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1, it's $15 a month. 2, seriously, it's $15 a month. 3, no big contracts. 4, I use it. 5, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Or more capable of being comfortable stopping the run because there were three bad receivers on the Washington team.
Yeah, I still feel like, though, early on, even though they weren't good at it, the Commanders did try to throw the ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they would have just, like, nothing but run, then I would have said, well, yeah, you give them their receivers and you're going to suck at that. But I thought they were trying to pass the ball and just couldn't.
I will say from what I saw of the Cowboys defense, from what I watched, the fact that your edge rushers were disciplined this week,
right,
and more capable,
right,
allowed for the Shamar Jameses and the other and Kenneth Murray's to fill their gaps appropriately. Like, that was the difference for me. So yes, I do think the Cowboys run defense was better this week, not just because the back end was a little better off.
And thank goodness for Marshawn Lattimore. Marshawn Lattimore,
he stinks.
Yes, he does.
He got abused by Pickens for one, but this isn't the first time of recent that he's not looking like the Marshawn Lattimore we used to know.
Agreed. Now, for this game specifically, he was flagged for pass interference twice that totaled 55 yards in penalty yardage. And then he also gave up the 44-yard pass to Pickens on a 2nd and 17. So not only was it a huge completion, it was a huge completion when you're way behind the sticks and you give up a first down. All right. Would you like the Cowboys or the Eagles?
Unfortunately, for the time being, we still have to roll Cowboys as they are in second place.
When the Cowboys went ahead 10-8, in the game against the Commanders, that was their 22nd lead change of the season. That is the most lead changes for any team through seven games in the history of the NFL, which will lead to a question that we have in just a little bit. Also,
is that good?
Yeah.
That was the question?
Yeah. Huh. Well, okay. Kind of.
Just joking.
Also, how long was that first quarter? That felt like the longest first quarter ever.
Yeah.
Here's the reason. There was 34 plays run in the first quarter. That's the most in an NFL game this season.
Really?
So if you're like, this quarter feels really long, both in terms of time, obviously, but also plays, because it was. Now, Kair Elam appreciation mention. Look, a tough start to the season for Kair Elam.
Kevin.
Oh.
The most plays in a single quarter, not just the first quarter, okay, in a single quarter ever. 35.
Really?
Yeah. According to chat, which has been wrong before, but it's happened four times.
Yeah. I've grown dubious of ChatGPT because they've given me wrong answers about King of the Hill and Texas A&M football that I'm concerned about. So we might need to investigate.
Yeah, we'll investigate more.
Kair Elam, first 4 weeks, tough. He gave up a season high 282 yards, or excuse me, a league high 282 yards and 4 touchdowns in coverage. Oof. But this last game, 2 receptions on 7 targets for 31 yards. And before that, in week six, maybe a little different, he gave up 0 receptions on 7 combined targets. So okay, Kair Elam has been significantly better at a time when obviously you need every single defensive back possible.
And, you know, that's another factor there is some man that he feels he's better in that than he is the other one.
You could be right about that. All right, for the Eagles, Jalen Carter being back for them seems to make all the difference in the world for their defense. Yeah, he had in addition to filling up the middle, he had a game high 6 quarterback pressures.
Yeah, his pressure was insane against Wentz. He couldn't stay on his feet. He couldn't stay comfortable. It was all right there in his face the entire game.
Man, and so we've talked again and again about the offense, and we will again in just a second, but it really feels like this team kind of hinges on the appearance or lack thereof of Jalen Carter.
Yeah, absolutely it does.
Now, speaking of the offense. Devontae Smith, 183 yards receiving. That was the most by any Eagles player in 11 years.
Really?
Which might have prompted the Instagram post from A.J. Brown that we talked about. Like
using me, but not using me.
Yeah, a day or two ago. And Jalen Hurts, perfect quarterback rating. He was the first quarterback to have a perfect rating this season and only the third in Eagles history behind Nick Foles and Donovan McNabb. To go along with it, he finished the game. Hurts, that is. 326 passing yards and three touchdowns passing on 19 of 23. He had one more incompletion than he did touchdown pass. Like, that's always going to be a winning formula.
Yeah.
And I felt like we used to see that at Alabama a lot.
Mm-hmm. He's very conservative with the ball.
He can be.
He's definitely had these moments where he's like, I don't want to turn the ball over. That's the most important thing to him a lot of times.
And then there's this for this weekend.
Tell me about it.
Three of the four divisional teams are underdogs. The only one that's favored is Philly because they're playing the Giants. So
interesting.
If you can win this weekend.
Yeah, you can. And you know where you can make your plays on those underdogs.
Underdog.
Yeah, that's
I had somebody this morning that said, get as much money together as possible and put it on Denver because they're a lock to win that game.
Really? I'm scared.
Of the game or taking all of the money in the world? Unless I would never support taking all the money you have in the world and putting it on one fantasy play. Wouldn't be my advice. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's do a little bit of NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. And hey, if you get a chance today, reach out and touch Faith, you know? It's time for NFL overreaction or reality. Don't worry, we will have plenty of baseball for you tomorrow as we gear up for the World Series. But one, I want to start with this before I get to a Cowboys question. Overreaction or reality? Saquon Barkley is broken. I want to give you a specific stat that amazed me. And I mentioned this to you the other day, Corey. It is still astonishing to me. Last season, Saquon Barkley had 17 carries for 20-plus yards. This season, Saquon Barkley has an NFL-high 113 carries. He has 0 carries for 20-plus yards. 0! Last year, he had 17! Overreaction or reality, Saquon Barkley is broken.
I think it's an overreaction. Just what I've watched, the guys up front aren't doing as well,
and that's always
as they did last year. This, and I've had to watch a lot of it because I picked Saquon Barkley number one in my first round. In my first round, I was like sixth. I also am hesitant to say that he's broken because I said it once before.
Okay,
and then he came back. Showed up and was like, "Guys, I'm awesome," and I was like, "Dang it." So I'm not prepared to say that. He did look injured a little bit. Was it lower back? It looked like something was going on there.
I do kind of wonder about that.
But I don't think he's broken, but I think that they don't know how to effectively run him. And that does take into consideration that Kellen Moore's not there. Kellen Moore did an exceptional job with that offense last year.
And those are all viable reasons. I guess I have kind of one more side question, if that's okay. Do you ever think that the huge running back season can almost be like an injury? And what I mean is that next season is never going to be anywhere near the same just because your body is almost still recovering.
Yeah.
Because they used the hell out of him. Obviously, for good reason, they won the damn Super Bowl. All right, overreaction.
Go back real quick, Kevin.
Okay.
Sean Alexander, we had on the show during the Super Bowl this year. He had 370 touches for 1,880 yards and 27 touchdowns in 2005. All-Pro, MVP, Offensive Player of the Year. The next year, 252, 800 yards. The next year, 207, 700 yards. 11 carries after that.
So that was it.
He had three straight seasons of 325-plus carries.
Yeah.
And that doesn't include his receiving touches that he had, which was about 50 a year. So that's that number of 300, you get worn out. Your body has to recover. You played longer into the season than anybody else. And this, and Kevin, think about this too. Now there's also a shorter distance between the Super Bowl and the start of the season.
Yeah.
Because of the way that the NFL has expanded their season.
It's going to get even shorter. Then I guess, Alec, perhaps instead of broken.
More load management.
Another way to say it would be overreaction or reality. Saquon Barkley is still worn out from last year.
I'd say reality to that, and overbroken, I'd say Madden cursed as well.
Oh, yeah.
Got on the cover of Madden here this year, and he hasn't been the same. And I remember when I drafted him in my friend league, and even the commissioner was like, oh, that's a bold choice there at number five. What are you doing? I'm like, what? He's the best running back in the game. He's like, you know what video game
I look, man, right? I see multiple people texting in for the Madden curse. Overreaction or reality? And this goes to the point I said earlier about the lead changes. The Cowboys are the single most entertaining team in football right now.
Oh.
This is an opinion question for me because I think it's true.
Well, I mean, I'm very entertained by Detroit. They really entertain me.
I could see
Kansas City is still very entertaining to me.
Look out for Kansas City. Here they come.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Oh, crap. I need to go make all my plays on Kansas City now.
Yeah, man, it looks like they're...
Rushy Rice comes back in and they are a different football team because of what they can do with a legitimate receiver. You know what? I'll mess with you on this one. I think so. I agree, and I don't think I'm being a homer there. They have Pickens, who's exciting. They have CeeDee Lamb, who's exciting. Dak playing MVP caliber football. Running back that's playing exceptionally that you didn't expect to do that.
True.
Defense is a whitewater rapid ride. You have no clue what to expect from them, so that's exciting.
Right.
And then you got Brandon Aubrey, who could kick a 75-yarder in Denver this weekend.
I believe it.
A coach who I think is entertaining as hell. An owner who is definitely doing whatever he can. He even told us last Friday, Kevin, I'm sitting here trying to think of something controversial to say to you guys.
Yeah.
Let's get some conflict. And then DeMarvion Overshown's not back yet. And all this trade talk that started swirling yesterday, I don't think it's going away anytime soon. So, yeah, I think that it is a very entertaining team.
It's easily a reality because I think about the stuff that happens off the field. Like Corey said, the interviews on this station and all the conversation that surrounds them is for a reason. But also, if you just talk about the on-the-field product, I go back to the Giants game where it felt like offensive fireworks every time they touched the football. And then I immediately found myself saying after they found the end zone, okay, how quick does the defense give up one? Because I knew it was going to happen.
That's fair, too.
And, hey, I don't want them to, but as a fan of football, it was extremely entertaining to be like, let's see, is it going to be 1 minute or is it going to be 4 minutes that it takes them to score? That was fun. It was entertaining. It wasn't great defense, but it was an entertaining game, and that's what it feels like every time I watch this team now. You're going to get a lot of points one way or the other, and that's what the league wants. That's what I want.
Colts are still a weird team.
Hold on.
Broncos just won an unwinnable game, they just said. I will say that maybe the next team, maybe the Patriots.
Ooh, okay. Since you mentioned the Colts, let's skip to that question. I really want to see what y'all think about this. Overreaction or reality? The Colts have the best record in the NFL but aren't true contenders.
Who they beat.
But like, seriously.
Would you care
if it was the Chiefs or the Eagles or the Lions? You wouldn't care who they beat.
So they beat the Dolphins.
Who are the worst.
They beat the Titans.
Also the worst.
They beat the Raiders.
They suck. Those might be the three worst teams in the NFL.
And they beat the Cardinals in a very close game.
But they also beat the Chargers and the Broncos.
I'm sorry. Man, this is an interesting...
I was really excited to get y'all's feedback on this.
I think that's reality right now.
Okay.
I don't believe Daniel Jones yet. I've seen him make some exceptional throws.
I get it.
Throws I never saw him make in New York.
I get it.
I've seen him do this. I know their running back is legit.
Yeah.
I know Michael Pittman's a legit number one receiver, and their defense is playing some good ball, too. But I just don't believe them. I think they're very in a system that they can win games in. But at some point, you're going to ask Daniel Jones to win you games in the playoffs.
Yeah. Alec, overreaction reality. The Colts have the best record in the NFL, but are not true contenders.
Oh, man. I'm going to go reality because I know I am. And honestly, I hope I'm wrong because I want the AFC to be more entertaining.
Sure.
I really do.
How weird would it be if the AFC championship was Colts and Patriots? And you're like, well, we've seen that numerous times, but this version, you're like, I did not expect this.
Sign me up. Make it a new reality, like a new rivalry reality here. Revive it. Bring it back to life. I want that. Keep hearing it from Jerry and everybody, and really everybody across the league. The parody. I'm here for the parody. I don't care what the TV networks say. I want excitement. I want change. So please prove me wrong, Colts. You're not a contender right now, but you're a really good football team.
Okay, next NFL overreaction or reality. And this is how I wrote it out. Screw it. The Bengals can win the AFC North.
No.
Are you sure?
I am.
Who's going to win it? The Steelers?
Sure. I hate that division so much. You know I hate that division.
That's why I said screw it.
I've always hated that division. It's just like if you like that brand of football, hey man, enjoy the crap out of it. It is actually the most football you get.
Yeah.
You know, like it's the
old
most on brand of
smash mouth.
But I've just always hated that division because it doesn't seem like anybody really ever wants to win it. They're just like, we just want to beat those guys.
Yeah. Out physical them.
But I'll say Pittsburgh. I think the Joe Flacco thing, he knows Pittsburgh. He knows how to beat them. Obviously, Mike Tomlin was very afraid of him. And I think really, I don't think he was just, I don't think he was gaslighting us there. Did I use that right?
Maybe. Alec, overreaction reality. Screw it. The Bengals can win the division.
Overreaction. I think it's going to be the Steelers, and they're not even going to try to win it. It's just kind of going to happen. They're going to be like, hey, oh, banner. Cool.
All right, one more quick one for you guys. Overreaction reality. The Giants just had the worst loss of the season, and Brian Daboll should have lost his job for that. He won't, but he should have.
Dude, who does he have pictures of?
I don't know.
Because they refuse to move on from him.
No kidding.
Yeah, I think it's reality. Maybe the defensive coordinator should have been fired, but
They
also didn't do any more to stop that train from happening to them. So they could have done more.
Yeah. I'm with Corey. It's a reality. It should have happened. And it was one of the worst losses. I think the worst loss in the NFL this season. That's just coaching malpractice. You can't give up that many points and then just mismanage the clock at the end of the game too, like that. Like, you have to be aware that they can easily walk you off here.
Thank you guys very much. We've got more perhaps tomorrow. Coming up next, though, Dallas Cowboys insider Mickey Spagnuolo. Plus, the Stars get effing hammered. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply, in app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
So you call your virtual insurance company to ask a simple question about your policy, but now you're on hold, listening to this music, while you wait and wait and wait. Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and pick up the phone when you call. Because you shouldn't be on hold so long that you memorize the music. That's simple human sense. Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.